favorite movie of all time?
Oh, man. I got to say Empire Strikes Back.
Really? Still to this day?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably gradually changing. Right, give me a minute. You go.
I think I talked about mine last time. Jaws.
Yes, we did Jaws talk about Jaws. That's my favorite movie of all time. And it still holds as that.
Still holds, yeah.
What's in your top, like, five?
Oh, top five?
What
do
you
five? Watch repeatedly? All right,
I'm not looking for mine. I'm not
We got Jaws. We got Dawn of the Dead, the 78 one.
Oh, my God. I love
That's
that
one
movie.
Of my favorites.
It's the movie that made you think, like, I would love to live in the mall.
Yes, yes.
This ain't bad. Like, this dystopian vision of the future.
It was, like, soothing, right?
Yeah, I was like, this ain't bad, man. You got to shop like crazy. Until those motorcycle kids came in.
Oh, yeah, Tom Savini and the gang.
Yes.
Let me think. Other faves. Empire Strikes Back.
Did you guys watch that together as kids?
Yeah, we had a VHS.
That was the first VHS you got.
Were you Star Wars kids? Did you have the toys and
stuff?
Totally,
yeah.
Did you really?
Huge Star Wars kids, yeah.
What was the biggest vehicle you had? Well, you said you got Slave One when you got the guitar.
I'm trying to think.
We had the AT-AT.
AT-AT, and I...
You had the... He had the fucking speeder bike.
I had the ride-on speeder bike that
the one that a kid could get on?
Yeah, my dad, like... He, like, talked some dude into selling it to him. I think what he did was... He talked the guy into selling him the display that said, you could win this bike. That wasn't the bike you were going to win. They were going to send you one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So my dad had somehow talked the guy at Toys R Us.
At that age, aren't you just like, this is the best thing that will ever happen?
I didn't even know it existed. I was like, I'd hit some kind of life lottery, you know?
Yeah, man. I would imagine that would be a moment where it's just like, forget it. Nothing will ever be as big as this.
Yeah, my mom still talks about that speeder bike.
You remember you got that speeder bike?
She still got it, yeah.
All right, what about you?
Fisher King.
Oh, my God, such a good movie. Yeah. God, I haven't fucking thought about that movie in a long time.
Every once in a while, and it's funny because it's in my top, yeah, favorite movies, but I don't think about it but every 2 years maybe, but it's still, you know.
You know, it's one of my favorite movies of all time? Fire. One of yours. Clerks.
Oh, yeah. Clerks.
You don't have to say that because you're in my house.
No, it absolutely is.
But it is fucking easily hands down.
It's one of my favorites of all time. Mallrats as well.
You guys are too sweet. I already wanted to adopt you.
Clerks.
Throw that in.
The thing is, it's so identifiable. We were all clerks. So that
changed the game, you know?
That's true, man. It's in terms of if you worked at a fucking at a bookstore and you worked at a comic book store.
Screamed to us, you know?
Totally. Yeah. I guess it would. Counterculture. It's tough to leave that behind, though, man. I liked that. I liked the outsider aspect.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I always gravitate toward it. Anytime shit gets too, like, you're in the club now, I kind of tend to self-sabotage or like, let me go do this or something like that. Because I love that feeling of I don't know how else to explain it. I liked being outside the norm. I don't know. I mean, which feels weird a lot when you're younger and whatnot. And I think the idea of most people tend to go for like acceptance and mass acceptance at that. And still find it hard. I'd rather hang with who I consider the cool kids rather than like the mass. And that's something that I didn't get over. A lot of other people get over that. You guys get over it. You guys had to get over it because Jesus Christ, you met the masses. The masses came out to see you.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in some ways we didn't get over it though, because we wouldn't show up for stuff. Like, I mean, in terms of, there was, you know, there's this kind of game that you can play, especially when your band gets kind of big. You can, you know, find a celebrity to date or show up to all these red carpet things. Or you can kind of show up to the circus, basically.
Right.
You know? And we just kind of never did it. You know.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, you guys didn't really scene it up.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't at all. And I think we didn't want to be accepted in that far, and we didn't because of that. I think that was a big part of, you know, probably a slight slip in commercial relevance definitely was connected to the fact that just not being stupid in public.
Does commercial relevance even matter? Like once you sold as many albums as you guys did?
No. I mean,
it's like you're in for life at that point, right?
Yeah. If you've made great work and you continue to make great work, it doesn't, and the work you made a giant impact. Like I think you always you're always going to be relevant to somebody.